Good morning. Good morning, Bryce. How are you?
What's going on, man? How are you, man?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you for joining us. I just wanted to say good morning and thank you, everyone, for jumping on to the Madanesis experience. I have an amazing guest, a brother, and I'm really excited to have him on today. He's actually brand new to Anchor, so if you guys could send him a shout, he's on Bryce McKinley or on Sharpen. You can find him there. I'm sure he's gonna start adding some content on there once you start dabbing with it. So I'm really excited for him to jump on. But Bryce, if you could definitely let our listeners know and kind of tell them a little bit about yourself and what you're doing and and how you got to where you're at right now.
Man, Matt, I appreciate that. I don't know what just happened, but it went from my phone or from my Bluetooth to my phone. So I'm not having
Beautiful.
the best. Yeah. So, man, I am blessed, man. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. I hear you crystal clear. You sound great.
All right. So my name is Bryce McKinley, Coach Sharpen. I am a single father and real estate investor slash wholesaler, and I've always been a business consultant, Matt. I don't know exactly what you're looking for here, as far as your question goes, but that's who I am, man. I follow Christ first, family second, and then my business, friends and family, kind of in that order. So that's
Beautiful,
that, man.
beautiful. You mentioned, briefly for our audience. I mean, for those of you guys that don't know what a business consultant is, share a little bit about one of your clients that you've dealt with in the past, or someone that you still may be consulting till this day, and kind of explain a little bit about that journey for you.
Sure. So, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, yeah. So I've always been in sales and management, and I started my career out actually. My first sales job I got fired from at 8 years old, and convinced the lady naturally through God-given talents to keep me on, but put the paper out in my dad's name, and I sold her on the idea of letting me keep my route and working it through my dad's name. And so it just is a talent that I've had a natural ability to perfect over the years. It's been really cool to see that for my own personal, let alone other people that have known me. But from there, most people probably recognize the name Ford Motor Company, Nissan, automotive industries. Those are
Yeah.
probably my two most notable clients. So at 17, I started selling cars working for my uncle. And short version is by the time I was 21, I was selling 65, 70 cars a month. The national average still to this day is 15. And so
Wow.
at 22, Matt, I got recruited out of my dealership, and Ford wanted me to come train their sales teams as they had new dealers open across the country, across the world. And I joined as a part of that team as an independent consultant. And so that's where my business consulting came into play. And so from the time I was 21 till about 27, I was with Ford. And then at 27, 26, 27, Nissan had sought me out and asked me to also consult with them. And so I traveled the world teaching dealerships how to sell and manage their employees and hold them accountable and whatnot, how to get leads and in the automotive industry rather than just taking what they call ups, people that walk onto the lot, the fresh ups on the lot. And so I perfected a system that was very transferable because, as we all know, between 2007, 2009, we had the economy crash. And I also went through some tough times. I lost a son in 06. I lost a wife in 08. And man, I was depressed. I couldn't really sell cars anymore because I was drinking real heavily at that point for about 9 months, and I got a DUI. And man, it was just a dark period of my life. And I lost everything. I lost everything.
Wow.
So,
Wow.
yeah. I could keep.
And you came, you overcame that, obviously. So, I mean, you know, and you had a lot of success very young. I mean, for most individuals, you know, they don't have that kind of success. They don't get those kind of opportunities. So you know, obviously you were just a wonderful salesperson, obviously a leader. When you were able to, you know, communicate and teach others and a system. So for someone, you know, that's just getting involved, if you could just give someone that's just getting involved in sales, or maybe they've been in sales for a long time and maybe they've hit a plateau and they're looking to, you know, maybe go to the next level, what would you say would be a big tip, especially after, you know, you went through that dark time? Like, how did you overcome that, and how can that, you know, correlate to helping someone get to that next level? Maybe they feel they're in a dark place, or maybe they feel content and they're ready, they want more and they're ready for more.
Sure. So I overcame it because I had a literal coming to Jesus moment. I had a 40 caliber in my mouth one night that still sits in my bed this today. It hasn't jammed since, and it never jammed before, but that night it jammed three times. And that's when I realized that there was something bigger than I was. And so I gave my life to Christ at that point. So first and foremost, that's what my recommendation would be. Let him take control. You've heard the old saying, Jesus, take the wheel. It's more than just a saying, and I let that live through my life. Secondly, accountability. Find somebody that's done what you're looking to do, and if you can, find out who has been the best at what it is that you want to do, and have them mentor you. Have that accountability, and let them show you at whatever cost they deem to mentor you, and you won't have an opportunity to be a failure unless you just purely don't put in the work. And so my recommendation for those that are just getting started in anything sales oriented, hire me. You know, I'm very inexpensive. I know what I'm doing. I've got a proven process that has not only been transferred from automotive, but it's been in telecommunications. If you guys walk into Radio Shack or Best Buy, you see the guys out there hustling cell phones. Well, back in 1999, they had what's called the Swatter program. Radio Shack actually started that with Sprint, and I was on that team in Chicago that implemented that. That same sales process is mine. Ford, wow. Nissan, Radio Shack, Best Buy, those are the four big guys, and I take that back. There's also Tyco Corporation, which at one point owned ADT. And now ADT has a new homeowner program. So anybody that's ever bought a house gets a phone call from somebody in the new homeowner division. That's my process as well. And so those were five of my, you know, top 500, you know, Fortune 500 companies that I've worked for. I've got a proven method, a proven process. But over the last 3 to 5 years, since this coming to Jesus moment, becoming a single parent, you know, the most important thing for me is to help those that are willing to help themselves. And so Sharpen is my company, Sharpen Coaching, sold out coaching, mentoring, and personal development. I say hire me. I'm very inexpensive, and I want to see the little guy get to the top.
Wonderful, wonderful. And where can they find you if they decide they, you know, they want to go to the next step, and they, you know, they want to see what that process looks like? Where can they find you right now? Where are you? How can they start, you know, becoming part of your community?
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. So I've got a website. It's still under construction, but you can check out coachsharpen.org or Facebook, Bryce McKinley. That's BryceMcKinley. And you can easily find me there. I've got Twitter and Instagram. That's Coach Sharpen. Not super active because I'm still learning how to use those platforms, you know. I'm only 37, but I'm not the most tech savvy. So that's where I'm at. But you know what? Recently, just so you guys don't have to take my word for it, as of Tuesday last week, I was endorsed by Tony Robbins and his personal mentor, which is also a good friend of mine, Matt Maddox. I've been polished and sharpened by the best of them. You name it, I've had somebody or someone on their team. I was Zig Ziglar certified sales coach, John Maxwell certified speaker for a couple of years, Tony Robbins, you know, his personal mentor, which was Matt Maddox, and Michael Nitti, Jim Fortin, NLP guru, you know, you name it. Some of the best have had the opportunities to pour into me because I made myself readily available, readily coachable, and I'll do whatever it takes to be the best. So,
that's awesome. Well, congratulations to that. I mean, for some of you guys that don't know who Tony Robbins is, I'm sure you guys do, but you guys might know who Pitbull is. Pitbull is a big partner with Tony Robbins, and you know, Pitbull, believe it or not, his mother, you know, forced him to listen to Tony Robbins growing up. So that's a whole nother amazing story. So congratulations, Bryce, on that, and you know, all your other achievements. I mean, John Maxwell, he's definitely a mentor of mine as well. And for those of you, and I would like for you to, you know, even clarify this a little bit more too, Bryce. You know, for me personally, I've, you know, growing up as an entrepreneur, and then, you know, really taking the active role of being an entrepreneur, understanding the importance of, you know, getting mentors and, you know, continuous learning. But, you know, sometimes for me growing up, and when I say growing up, I'm talking about, you know, from 20 years old and I'm now, you know, 31, there was always a time in my life. And sometimes till this day, you know, when my assets or my money's tied up in different, you know, types of deals, whether it's real estate, et cetera, finances were tough for me. So what would you recommend if they do want to be a partner? Let's just say they don't have funds yet to maybe start with your coaching. What would you suggest or recommend for that, you know, upcoming entrepreneur, that upcoming person that's trying to go to the next level and, you know, maybe finances right now aren't feasible for them? What would you suggest or recommend for them?
Yeah, you know, Matt, at the end of the day, I hear that day in and day out. My finances just aren't right. I can't afford it. I want to do it. I can't do it. I'll be honest with you, that's a cop out. 5 years ago, I had $132 to my name, and I knew nobody in Dallas, Texas, and I was ready to put that in my gas tank, start over, and tuck my tail. But that was not me. You want to be a true entrepreneur, and you truly want to succeed, you will make something happen. Borrow the money, steal the money, and then promise to pay it back. Do what you've got to do to make it happen. There's no excuses in this entrepreneur game, you know? And so that's, you know, maybe it's a little brash, maybe it's a little harsh, but in my opinion, if someone that says they don't have the money, they just don't believe in themselves. And so I would encourage whomever it is, find a way, make a way, or take a way, and then give back. And that's what I've done. That's what I've had to do. I don't buy into that I don't have the money right now scenario, to be honest with you, because that's just all mindset. And that's a scarcity mindset that holds someone back from going to the next level, regardless.
That is fire. I love it, Bryson. And that's, you know, for those of you guys, that is honestly the truth. You know, just to kind of share that, I had about 5 years ago, I had an opportunity to get a license to, you know, operate a business, and my total costs were about $500, and I didn't have it. And I did exactly what Bryce just said. I found a way. I, you know, went out and I reached out to, you know, some family members at the time. But if you don't have those family members, what he said, go out, take it, find it. You know, even if you go to a gas station and you go and pawn and let someone know, and you just, you know, are real transparent, you can collect money that way. And I've actually coached someone to do that in the past, and they've made it happen. So thanks for doing that. That is honest.
You know, man,
don't make excuses.
Appreciate and respect that philosophy, because a lot of people don't. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's proven statistics out there that the average homeless person out there panhandling, putting their drugs and alcohol into their system, makes about $500 a day. If you can't afford my coaching, go panhandle for 10 days and you'll have at or enough. And if you came back and told me you did that, I'd probably get you in my program at no cost, you know, just because you made it happen and you were ready to move forward. That's the philosophy I live under. You know, my first two coaching clients, that was one-on-one and not Fortune 500 companies, they both jumped in head first and didn't have the money. And here we are, you know, 6, 9, and 12 months later for my first three clients, and the first two of them don't pay a dime because they went out and took action. So
beautiful, beautiful. Well, Bryce, I thank you so much for your time. I do have one last nugget. I'm a big believer of reading and or even listening for that matter nowadays. That's why we're on a podcast, believe it or not. But if there was one book for someone to listen to or read, what would you suggest?
Man, that's a tough one. I've got a library. I used to hate to read. There's no amount of information that is never too great to absorb. And so it just depends. If you're already in a business and you want to get bigger or better and become the leader in the business, I say read Multipliers by Liz Wiseman. If you have never been in business and you follow the traditional, step-by-step, go to school, get good grades, hopefully get a scholarship. And if you can't, oh, wait, we'll give you, loans to put yourself in debt and live the American dream. I call it garbage. And I would just say read Think and Grow Rich. It just kind of depends where you're at in your process. But Think and Grow Rich and or Multipliers by Liz Wiseman. There's tens of thousands of books out there. I'm getting ready to have mine come out, Sharpen, Selflessly Help an Already Person Eager for Nurturing. It's an acronym. And, you're definitely going to want to pick that up, because I promise you it will change your life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Bryce, again, thank you for jumping on today on the Madanesis Experience. It's always a pleasure when I get to hear your voice and even see you in person. But you always have amazing energy, amazing light, and you always are sharpening me every time I get to listen to you. So thank you again. And one last time, if you guys are listening, where can they find you one last time, Bryce?
Yeah, man, I appreciate you, brother. I can't thank you enough for having me on your show and just knowing the like-mindedness that we share and who we serve. I love you, bro. First and foremost, I'll share that with everybody. Secondly, where you can find me is on Facebook. My name's Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E, McKinley, M-C-K-I-N-L-E-Y. I've got a public/private group that is open to the public upon application. That's Wholesale RE 101, Prospecting Objections and Rebuttals. It's just cold calling. We do a school class Wednesdays at noon on 12 Central if you want to join that group. And then my website is coachsharpen.org. And so there we go.
Beautiful, beautiful. Again, thank you very much, guys. Audience, we thank you for listening in. If you found any kind of value, we'd love to hear from you guys. Send us a message. And this will be available on all different podcast platforms. So, again, thank you, Bryce. Have a great rest of your week. And we'll see you guys at the top. Bye-bye.
Stay sharp.